Critical thinking is a persistent effort to examine any belief or supposed form of knowledge in the light of the evidence that supports it and the further conclusions to which it tends. Critical mass is the point at which a reaction becomes self-sustaining. You're listening to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm your host, Winston Crutchfield. Curtis and I are sitting around the coffee table talking about Avatar. And if you haven't seen this movie by James Cameron, then, listen to the show first and then decide if you really want to go see it. Bottom line for us is really skip it. If you need something with Avatar in the title, go get The Last Airbender. The movie is good. The cartoon series is better. Anyway, we have some very specific things to say about James Cameron's movie and his technical achievements therein, and the marketing campaign which surrounds it, plus some rabbit trails into things like Prince of Persia, 3D movies. And the summer project using the OpenD6 system here at Critical Press Media. So kick back, sit around the coffee table.
All right, Kurt, we got to get this out of our system.
I don't know. I don't know either. I do feel dirty.
It's okay. We're still men.
No.
Oh, yeah, we just watched Avatar, and
not the good one.
Not the good one? There's a good one? Oh, that's right, the last Airbender's
coming out.
Yes. And, yeah. Well, let's talk about the movie's good points, because it had a few good points.
Graphics were cool. Sound was okay.
The set design and stuff. It looks.
The scenery was awesome.
Good. It looks good. The sound design is really, really good. And we're not just talking about the background music. I mean, the design on the sound design for the animals. The way he uses bass in there as a weapon. Every time those big guns thunder and stuff, that's
knock you around. Yeah. It was an assault on the senses.
It was an assault on the senses, and we didn't even go see it in 3D.
Thank God, that would be a waste of money.
I'm sure that it was a visual treat.
Yeah, but like everybody's saying, but that's all I heard about it.
Yeah,
everybody says, "Oh, you got to see it. It's a visual. You know, it's visually cool." Story sucks.
And, you know, frankly, 3D is not something that I get excited about. Uh-huh. I hate wearing those glasses.
It's a waste. And I don't see anything good about 3D.
Just, it can be cool, but...
It's the new fad they're going with.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I know that some people think that 3D is the new wave of cinema, that pretty soon everything's going to be in 3D just to keep people going to the cinema.
And they realize how many people won't be going because of the 3D
budgets with them. Yeah, I mean, and like, Greg's not here, but he can't even watch 3D films.
No, it just messes with those glasses. He can't.
Because of his eyes.
Yeah, so, no. So he doesn't. It'd be just a waste for him to go.
So.
And they still got the warning for seizures, so hell.
Yeah, it looks exactly. Like,
you know. Yeah. It's just bad.
Oi! I mean, beyond that, I mean, a lot of the things that we heard about...
The bows and the arrows, they're cool.
That's about it.
Those things were huge.
Yeah, but they were big.
Yeah, everything was oversized. A lot of the stuff that you heard about, all the CGI looks real, you can't tell it's animated. I don't know. I guess the people who are saying that aren't like us.
No, they don't see it regularly or look for it.
They don't.
I mean,
yeah,
it's blue aliens. It's CG.
It's Dances with Smurfs at Ferngully. It's
Smurfs out.
And
I mean, and even with all the attention that they put into them, there are several places where it's very obvious that this is an animated guy in a motion capture suit.
Yeah.
And some of the things, Cameron's real slick, I'll give him that. A lot of what he does to make up for the CGI is just really, really slick. None of the aliens, none of the animals and stuff, I said this before, none of them sweat.
No.
And they've all got that smooth sheen on there. But to make up for that, you didn't see any of the people in the film sweating either.
No, you didn't get enough time with those.
And, well, it makes it less apparent what's going on. He's very, very cute, kept things out of the so-called Uncanny Valley, because the Na'vi are human-like, but the proportions are just slightly wrong. They're taller, they're longer, and the limbs aren't proportioned exactly correctly. The legs are too long. Yeah, the arms are too long, so
they're nimble for the woods.
Well, the human eye sees these things and says, well, that creature's not moving exactly like a human, but that's okay because it's not exactly a human.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is taken advantage of in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
The different textures, he uses a lot of contrasting texture.
Oh, yeah.
And contrasting light and shadow.
Like you pointed out, everything's green, but, you know, it's not an oxygen-rich world.
Well,
that's the contrast with the blue of them.
Yeah,
you know,
the animals are all bright colors.
Bright color, lighter greens, oranges, and then the head big mont one, you know, big red and orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the dragon.
Yeah, it's the big boss.
Yeah. But it means that your eye is drawn to all the different colors and all the different activities, and you aren't looking for those things that you don't, you know, that normally you would clue into and say, hey, this is CGI. So
yeah,
it's not that he's going, he's not using better CGI, he's just using it better.
Yeah, is there a place they stepped or something lit up, so there was the distraction.
Yeah.
While they were walking there, everything was lit so much around them, you didn't pay attention to them, because they always did, when you saw them real lit up, it was always a face shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was and, a full body, almost except in the battle scenes, but then you were either way away or close enough where he could do the detail.
He uses a lot of snap focus and pan and scan shots that you're used to seeing with free cams.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that similar camera motion, you think, you associate it with the kind of stuff that you're already used to, so you expect something.
Fill in the
blanks. So it looks more real to you. Yeah, exactly. It's a very clever film, technically. I'll give him that.
Yes,
and that's pretty much all I'll give him.
I mean, nice visually, the effects are cool, whatever, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Saw it once, don't really ever feel the need to watch it again. Didn't really feel the need to watch it this time.
That's true.
But, I mean, they did make an effort to animate pretty much everything that was on screen was moving.
Mm-hmm.
There were some scenes where things that should have been moving weren't.
Yeah,
and especially in some of the mass scenes, you can see repetitive motion.
Yeah.
But you really had to be looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give him that. We'll give him the other thing, the marketing for Avatar.
Eat, breathe, choke it down your throat, Avatar.
Yeah. I mean, that was brilliant. Even guys like us who have seen it all before really know going in that this film is 3 hours worth of bleeding heart liberal left wing propaganda. You know, even though,
bad, nature good.
Even knowing that going in, the film generated so much controversy, not just because of the content, but because Cameron stood up and said, you know, this is the best thing ever. All bow down to worship me, you little Lucasites.
Nah.
You know, and that generated, you know, his claims over the superiority of his technology and the, you know, what he did generated as much controversy as the content of the film.
Yeah.
To fuel the marketing campaign. And, you know, like you said, he's not here to make a statement. He's not here to make art.
His
one job, and that's to put butts in seats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants your ticket price.
Yeah, but look at what he went up against in theaters. You're nothing.
it's been bad recently. I don't remember what was released about the same time.
I don't. No, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't even think about going to the theaters. That was the only movie, because that's the only movie you would see most of.
Yeah.
Avatar.
That's Avatar. Yeah. The marketing campaign was brilliantly handled. No question about it. And then you have to actually sit through 3 hours of...
No, corporation bad. Nature good.
Overly sentimental.
Mean guys gotta come in, go native, take down the bad guys, the mercs, the company, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Taking over land. Hell, all we need to do is have Bush or somebody pop up and do some taxes and it'd be a perfect movie.
No, we had that in Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia. Oh, it was the movie for that. Clash of Titans with not being one to be a god.
Yeah.
You know, so hell.
Power to the people!
Yeah, whatever.
That's an entirely different discussion.
Yeah.
Thankfully one that, well, I don't know, maybe we did see that.
But it's a standard thing. They're always putting shit like that in. But... And it's just too much.
It's been done so hard.
And I want to be entertained, not beat down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you want to feel good about being a white American capitalist.
I want to forget about the world and watch the damn movie and enjoy it. Not be reminded of everything. Because I'm not an oil company. I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, but you're a white male. You're responsible for... You are personally... responsible for centuries of oppression all around the world. Well, you personally.
Yeah, so can I bring it back then? I'll take it back. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also a gun owner, so that's even worse.
Oh, yeah. You're a terrible person.
Yeah, I know.
I am a personal member of the USA Police.
That's nice.
Okay.
If there's a USA Police.
But... I mean, we knew going in that this was going to be...
what it was. I read everything.
What it was.
I did all my tenfold research on do that marketing just to know what the hell happened. And I got the synopsis before, just as it came out. Yeah. I read that and I was like, wow. Yeah, it's not something I even want to watch on TV. I'd rather put in Platoon.
I'm kind of ashamed to have done this and have to put in Fight Club next.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because if you want an anti-corporate movie... You need Fight Club.
Yeah, and that's an actual good movie. You don't think about it, because it's part of the story that fits. It doesn't beat you down with it, because they're beating each other down. But it's perfect.
But knowing what it was, I was still shocked at how heavy-handed his treatment of this was. I mean, my gosh. Every single one of the bad guys in the film, the corporate oppressors, every single one of them was a white American male. Yeah. And there were a few girls in there, I think.
Yeah, there was girls. But they were support staff or just getting a paycheck, such as the mercs. There was a black, Hispanic. There was mercs getting a paycheck. You know, they were just doing it for a job. Not
okay.
Like, they were there for they were there for a paycheck. They had their choice.
Well, all the ones that they brought, all the ones that they gave screen time to, the ones that you...
The main ones that talked.
Yeah, that
all
really brought out, you know, this is a nasty SOB. Yeah. They're all white American capitalist entrepreneur males. And
one who loved killing the Marine. He just wanted to kill them all.
Yeah, could have been, yeah. You know,
well, yeah, come on. He had a personal grudge. My first weekend, I got this scar.
Yeah.
I hate them all, you know. That was his thing.
Yeah. You know, and isn't that a cry against the military, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man.
Wrong. But aggression gets you nothing.
I guess.
Again, it's a peaceful way.
And, you know, it's... And then he's got this commentary thing going on with the Na'vi being the natives of the planet, and, you know, the white male coming in to... drive them out of their own lands and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
The Indians
could you
again?
Get a little more obvious? Oh, yes, we can get more obvious. Look, they dress like Native American aborigines.
Use arrows, knives.
They
snake,
have...
hunt, nature.
Yeah, they have rituals and beliefs similar to the Native American cultures. Oh, plus they look like Africans.
Yes. Well, they got African actors and they made their faces look like them, so therefore it looked like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that was the way.
They dressed like them.
Yeah.
They did. They dressed like them. The weapons were reminiscent of African weapons rather than Native American weaponry.
Running around in loincloth, dancing around with horns.
But wow, talk about it was just heavy hand. It was a heavy-handed beatdown.
Yeah, he beat you with the story he wanted to tell while you're trying to watch it.
I guess, yeah. It's just, you must swallow my propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Corporations coming in. He's going to start back and unite and all that stuff. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, let's remind you. Here, he's turned into those natives, but the colonel's got to come in. Boy, you're going to do what I say, and we're going to kill them all.
Oh, yeah. He went real southern there.
Yeah, when he's talking to you, got to do your job. You ain't going native on me. Yeah.
Barry
gave me enough intel. Well, then you shouldn't have gave a damn. But he had to make a point. You might go native, get your own race.
I guess. Oh, man. And the sad thing about this is, at the end of the movie, he's hammered home this. You really want to root for the guys, you really want to root for the good natives because they're pure of heart and all this other stuff. And at the end of the movie, it doesn't make any difference at all. Because if the corporation is willing to, steamroll over the natives like they are,
they'll come back with bigger ships and glass the planet and dig it up.
Exactly.
That's the thing. How do you stop them? I mean, in the end, it'd be the bottom line. And he said, the corporate guy said, this is the most valuable, this is it, we need this.
Yeah,
so if it's not valuable, that plant's getting glassed in 2-3 weeks, whatever it takes them to get home, report.
Oh, yeah.
Get demoted to the mail room while the corporate said, glass it.
Nuke it from orbit.
Because, their big thing was talking about in the beginning of, we cannot hurt the natives, it'll look bad for press. Well, look, they didn't need it, made it look real bad, so this company's going to fold the CNN propaganda, as it's reported. Yeah. You didn't see no reporters on there.
They're going to
run around the camera.
Go Starship Troopers on them. And
no, they already did that. They failed.
But this is just typical of a breed of movies right out right now that just really hammers its message. It hammers.
Well, this one hammered it the whole story.
The whole thing.
Like Prince of Persia, it was just one spot where they hammered it and then they let go.
Prince of Persia was a series of loosely connected action scenes.
Yeah, but then when they got to the ostrich race, taxes and government.
That
was a big spot.
Power to the people. And remember, the thing at the end was all, it was appealing to the people for judgment against the nobility.
Yeah. When they
thought my head was going to explode.
Came from the gutter. How can a prince become a gutter little boy become a prince of Persia?
I thought my head was going to explode. Yeah,
it's about a little man becoming a big man, still living with the government.
I guess.
Because he loved him.
the elite serve the people and don't ever let them forget it.
Oh, that's Robin Hood.
Robin Hood's another one. And we haven't seen it, and I don't think we're going to.
Nah, I got the logistics of it and what he's saying, and then, I don't want to waste my money by going to it. Maybe it's too much theater, I'm really bored.
And I don't know what it is, but I know that political situations, political problems that are rooted in high office are solved at the level of high office, and not at the level of grassroots. Yeah. Not so that the ending of Prince of Persia makes absolutely no sense to me at all when Daxmite, or whatever his name is, DeSante, or...
Yeah, the uncle.
No, I don't know. The prince... When he accuses the uncle of treachery.
Oh, yeah, publicly right there with no real proof.
With no proof.
Just what he said, but then he tells him, his brother about the conversation, you know, the conversation had secretly with his dad, so, you know, oh, that's what it is, and wouldn't lie to him, they're brothers. See, that was the thing I didn't like about Prince of Persia. They make, there was a grudge match between the brothers, because usually in that situation, there's something with the brothers, you know, it may you get along, but there's one that hates them all.
Yeah.
But they all really, in the end, did love each other. They were all brothers. It was the uncle who made them look bad to each other.
That's true.
That's why he could believe him when he told him that.
And it's not like we're giving anything away. It's Ben Kingsley. He's always the bad guy.
Yeah. Generally, or he's the hard ass.
Yeah, or something.
You know.
But, I mean, yeah, turning on him and appealing to the people, look, this is the source of wrong and evil, and don't you feel bad now about having sacked this beautiful city, and now I'm never going to get to bed the princess.
And then all of a sudden, wait, what, I get married or anything?
Oh, I get to marry her anyway.
Oh, there, look at the girl in the end. Literally.
But, yeah, I mean, That's fine. I understand. You accuse the uncle of treachery, but you know what? You don't turn around to the conquering army, and not just the conquering army. Did you notice that? It was the people of the city that they just captured.
Yes.
You don't turn around to the citizens, to proletariat, and say, you were lied to, throw off your shackles, and, you know, turn on the king with me. No, it stays in the high office. It is dealt with at those high political levels.
The marriage, so he got him to marry her. To make
the prince, the ruling brother,
the one to be king,
the one that was going to be king, should have taken the situation in hand, and this should have been brought back to their father, where it would have been dealt with correctly.
Yes.
But no, that's not power to the people. That doesn't let the little man feel empowered.
Yeah.
And I'm sick to death of it. We said it with Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
And I don't think there is a better way to say it. What happens to two guys beating the crap out of each other over who gets the girl?
Yes. Simple, nice story.
Whatever happened to that?
Fairy tale story.
Oh, well.
Fairy tale story.
On the other hand, our salvation is near, is approaching in just a few days.
Oh, 18.
The 18. The 18.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Guy from District 9 plays Murdoch.
Okay.
The guy got turned to a bug.
Oh, yeah?
He plays Murdoch.
Okay.
Yeah. If you saw District 9, either, that's another guy you don't even want to touch.
Yeah.
Please.
No. But, Liam Neeson as Hannibal, that's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't recognize anybody else in the film, so...
Please be A. He's a former UFC fighter.
Is he?
Yeah, medium weight. Well, it's medium weight. Something like that. Yeah. And then he's been in some stuff I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Place Pace.
I gotta say, just from looking at things, it really looks like they took all the best elements of the series and left behind all the camp. I mean, we could be wrong. We've been wrong before.
Well, it actually looks like they're going to be looking like soldiers. The one scene's where they're wearing their get-up and their guns. Now, that's cool, because, you know, but in the 80s, that was the thing. They didn't want to look like military. They had to look like the other guy that helped you.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's cool. A-team's going to be fun. Hey, that's a good lead-in. The Open D6 stuff. Open D6 is on the website. It's in the publication section. The core books are there for free download under open gaming license. And we've decided we can't let this rest. It's going to happen. We're what, halfway through the crunch of the rules? Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
But we've decided we've got to rework the system from the ground up, fix those things that were kind of goofy to begin with, and
mainly the order of things where they presented.
streamline some things. And Kurt, this was your baby. What did you want to? What was
thing.
Our theme, or what did you want to call it?
D6 agents, but can't do that.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll come up with something else cool.
Yeah.
We can't use D6 system because that's still trademarked.
Yeah,
but yeah. So before the end of the summer. You think we can do it before the end of the summer?
Yeah.
Before the end of the summer, we'll have an agents game out using the D6 system, letting you play the A-Team.
Or James Bond.
Or yeah.
Michael Weston.
From Burn Notice. Yeah.
Or, you know, what you call from 24, even.
Jack Bauer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Spies are cool again.
Oh, yeah. Or anything covert op stuff. That was it.
You're going to give me a part of a chapter to do a Get Smart series with a section of it, right?
Oh, hell. I guess. I need filler, yeah.
That's just me. But that's Avatar. We've done it. We're done. We don't have to go back, right?
No.
Please say we don't have to go back.
No, we're not.
All right.
No, Cameron, you gotta watch Terminator or Aliens just to make yourself feel clean.
True Lies. Good old True Lies was good.
The good old days when a movie
before
was a movie.
Titanic.
The good old days when a movie was just a damn movie.
Yeah.
Not propaganda.
Yeah, to be fair, this is not Cameron's first foray into social commentary.
Yeah.
Take the little kitten to the litter box.
Now.
Where'd you go? She's right here. This is not Cameron's first foray into social commentary as the main thrust of the movie. Remember The Abyss?
Yeah, but I liked it.
It was cool.
I mean, it was environmental to the point about the aliens, but when you watch
anti-military.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess let them take my ship.
Yeah,
and
Michael Biehn was your military man. Yeah, he was a nutcase.
Yeah, but that's because he went nuts from the depth.
It doesn't matter. It's a movie. It's all symbology.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that's an entirely another drum, and I'll beat it another day, but these are stories, these are movies, these are not real freaking people. Mm-hmm. These are character concepts meant to metaphorically portray ideas and symbology, but...
Yeah.
Oi! Oi, oi, oi! So, Avatar. Bottom line...
Not worth a damn.
Skip it.
Yeah. Hey, man.